Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's top legislature has pledged to pursue the high-quality work of people's congresses to provide legal guarantees for advancing national rejuvenation on all fronts through Chinese modernization. Delivering a work report of the National People's Congress Standing Committee to the annual legislative session, top legislator Zhao Leji vowed to strengthen the implementation of the Constitution and the oversight of constitutional compliance in the year ahead. Zhao said the NPC Standing Committee will compile a draft environmental code to submit for deliberation. He also said the NPC Standing Committee will formulate a financial stability law and a private sector promotion law in order to accelerate the creation of a new development pattern and deepen reform across the board. China's top market watchdog has pledged further efforts to address the pressing issues of regional protectionist practices and market segmentation. The head of the State Administration for Market Regulation says the aim is to develop a unified domestic market.
We'll continue to intensify supervision and law enforcement against administrative monopolies in response to unfair competition practices in many places, such as restricting trading and companies from participating in bidding. We'll step up regulatory and law enforcement efforts to respond to business entities' concerns.
Speaking on the sidelines of the ongoing national legislative session, Luo Wen said the administration will push for the introduction of regulations on the review of fair competition. China's released a guideline to continue optimizing payment services in the country. The guideline aims to provide more effective and convenient payment services for senior citizens and foreign visitors. It stresses the need to expand the acceptance rate of bank card payments to meet the demand of the elderly and foreigners who use bank cards in various scenarios. China's C-919 passenger planes commenced operation on a new route connecting Shanghai and Xi'an. The China Eastern Airlines flight marks the launch of the third regular route for that jetliner. The C-919 completed its first commercial flight in May of last year. It has since maintained regular operation between Shanghai and Chengdu. Its second regular route connected Beijing and Shanghai. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military will build a port in Gaza to get more humanitarian aid into the territory by sea. He announced the move during his annual State of the Union address to Congress. U.S. officials say the temporary port will increase the amount of humanitarian aid to Palestinians by hundreds of additional truckloads a day. It'll take a few weeks to build. It'll be able to receive large ships, with initial shipments arriving via Cyprus, where Israel will carry out security inspections. Israel's rejected Hamas's demands for a permanent ceasefire. The latest move is making a truce before the Muslim holy month of Ramadan increasingly out of reach. The U.S. has said the onus is on Hamas to strike a deal on the release of the remaining Israeli hostages. Israel and Hamas have traded blame for the lack of agreement as a four-day peace talk mediated by Qatar and Egypt has ended. David Biller has more.
Hamas said that its delegation has left Cairo and that talks are going to resume next week. We know from two Egyptian officials that Hamas is basically on board with the outline of the deal that's been discussed, a six-week ceasefire, the release of 40 Israeli hostages for some number of Palestinian prisoners. But the sticking point is that Hamas wants this to be the start of a permanent ceasefire, and Israel's not getting on board with that. Were there any doubt that Prime Minister Netanyahu had changed his thinking about going into Rafah, for example, a ground invasion? He put that to bed today, telling cadets in Israel that Israel will be going in order to take down Hamas, and that anyone who says they should not go in, including much of the international community, wants Israel to lose this war. So it really looks at this point like extremely unlikely we have a deal before Ramadan, which starts March 10th or 11th.
The European Central Bank has decided to leave key interest rates unchanged. The central bank has kept the key rates at historic highs in view that it's still on course to bring the medium-term inflation rate back to its target range. According to the Statistical Office of the European Union, inflation in the euro area declined to 2.6% in February from 2.8% in January. Basketball's governing bodies announced that Shenzhen will host the FIBA Women's Asia Cup 2025. This will be the fourth time a Chinese city will host Asia's flagship women's national team competition. The previous three were Wuhan, Qinhuangdao, and Shanghai. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.